First interview.
Hi, how are you today?
Very good.
And what's your name?
John Cummings.
May I ask you a few questions?
Sure. Okay.
So what motivated you to come out and vote today?
Very good friend of mine's a politician.
Do you know why we vote on Tuesday?
Because it's election day.
But like
it's the first Tuesday of the month of November.
Where have you encountered the highest amount of ad campaigns?
Center City.
What was the most memorable campaign that you have encountered?
Last year when it was pouring rain and we were standing out in the rain.
What changes do you hope to see in Philadelphia as a result of this election?
I'd like to see him get a little more conservative.
And what do you do here?
What do I do
here?
Yeah,
here for this election.
Just hand out literature.
All right. Well, thank you again.
You're welcome.
Second interview.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
What's your name?
Francisco Roman.
May I ask you a few questions?
Absolutely.
So what motivated you to come out and vote today?
I believe that voting is a very important right that we have in America. And we should exercise it at every opportunity.
All right. Do you know why we vote on Tuesday?
We vote on Tuesday because the Constitution, when it was written, allowed for it in order so that farmers and folks at that time can get to the polls.
Where have you encountered the highest amount of ad campaigns?
The highest amount of ad campaigns, I'd have to say TV.
What was the most memorable campaign that you have encountered?
You know, I would have to say the last presidential election. Make that the presidential election between Bush and Gore was probably the most memorable. The hanging chad.
And what changes do you hope to see in Philadelphia as a result of this election?
What changes would I like to see? To be honest with you, I'd like to see a revolution. I'd like to see everyone that's in, out. And just give it a complete change, because I think the system has become so entrenched and so corrupt that it is not, it's people working for the government at this point and not the government working for its people.
All right, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.